Kina Yutes describes how HaKadosh Baruch Hu always goes above and beyond for us. And so often, when it comes to our responsibility to pay HaKadosh Baruch Hu back, we're so unfair. The refrain throughout the Kina, Lecha Hashem Atzdaka V'lanu Boshes Hapanim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so many times you gave us a chance, you gave us an opportunity, you offered us your kindness, you provided for us, V'lanu Boshes Hapanim, and so often we used it against you. And I'd like to just speak very briefly about the sense of responsibility that this Kina, I think, places upon us. It's easy for us in life to make excuses, to explain why we can't, why we don't have the strength, why we don't have the energy, why we don't have enough. Yet this Kina rips those excuses away. The truth is, Hashem, you've given us plenty. We've disappointed you many times. You've given us a chance to rise to the occasion, and we've used the gifts that you've given us against you. Some of the painful examples, it's based on a Medrash Tanchum and Parshas Re'eh, some of the painful examples in this Kina. As Klal Yisrael crossed through the Yam Suf, as the Kadosh Baruch was performing open miracles before their eyes, there were individuals who were smuggling Avodah Zarah in their garments. B'cha Hashem Atztakav Alanu Boshes upon it. On the day that Klal Yisrael made the Egel, the man fell. And we took that heavenly man, which the Ramban describes as the Ziv HaShechina in edible form, and we fed it to our Egel. We gave it to Avodah Zarah. We took a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us and we abused it. We used it lehefech, we used it against him. One of the Rebbeim in Yeshiva in YU sent me a picture the other day of something that one of his Talmidim saw. I wasn't able to confirm where this picture was taken. But he was in some type of cemetery, perhaps some type of military cemetery. And he came across the following matzeva. Listen to what's written on this tombstone. Mamish etched into the stone, right there, with a big seal of the U.S. Marine Corps. This is what it said. I'm happy to share the picture with anyone who wants to see it with your own eyes. For those times when we feel like we don't have enough energy, we can't, we're too tired to push ourselves, to learn, to daven with a little more, with a little more passion, a little more energy. Listen to what it says in this matzeva. I served in the U.S. Marine Corps in World War II as a staff sergeant. I managed to, this is what's written on the matzeva. I managed to put on tefillin every day, even during combat in the Pacific, and refrain from eating meat the entire time. The Almighty helped me to survive. And like I mentioned, there's the seal, the symbol of the U.S. Marine Corps, etched into the stone of this matzeva. Medrash and Eicha describes how sad it is that we have so much strength for so many things, except when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of a sudden we get very tired. When it comes to the things that we enjoy, or things that we find valuable, we somehow muster the strength for hours on end to engage in different activities, different behaviors. And yet, says the Medrash and the Psicha Te'echa and Os Yud, quoting the Pasuk, V'lo Osik Karasa Yaakov, my Jewish people, you don't call out to me, the Navi Yeshaya says, in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki yagata bi Yisrael. Because the Jewish people are weary, that we're tired of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're too tired for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, this is the Kina where we say we're not going to make those excuses anymore. We're not going to explain why, we're going to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, offer reasons and explanations why I couldn't or I didn't. We remind ourselves in this Kina, like we said in the third parak of Eicha, Mipi Elyon lo teitze ha-ra'os v'hatov. Mipi Elyon lo teitze ha-ra'os. From HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bad things don't happen. We take the achrayas. For all the things that we're lamenting today, all the things that we're mourning today, you find many, many times throughout the Eicha Rabbah. One example again in the Psicha Nos Chaf Dalet. It says that Klal Yisrael are looking, much like the Gemara we mentioned before, Makos Chaf Dalet, looking at the Chorban, the place where the Kohanim stood on their platforms, the place where the Leviim used to sing with their harps, and now there are foxes running through those places. But the Medrash is very honest in what the response is. But what can I do? Sha'avonosai garmuli. We admit and we recognize that it was our shortcomings. It wasn't your fault, Hashem. L'cha Hashem atztaka. V'lanu boshes upon him. It was our averos. U'nevi'e sheker shahayu b'sochi. Was the nevi'e sheker amongst us who led us astray, who led us to a path of mavis. L'kach nemar e'le ezkra v'eshmecha alai nafshi. And therefore, what can I do other than to reflect on the damage that I've caused amidst Hashem's kindness and to cry and to feel bad for myself? I want to just share with you one quick passage expounding on this pasuk that I mentioned a moment ago. Some of us have been learning throughout the course of the year the Or Chaim HaKadosh on Shabbos morning. And in Parshas Ve'era, just one example of L'cha Hashem Atztaka V'lanu Boshes Apanim. Moshe Rabbeinu, if you remember at the end of Shmos transitioning into Ve'era, Moshe Rabbeinu says, everything I try to do, Hashem, it just gets worse and worse. You sent me to help the Jews, but you don't know what you're doing, Rabbeinu Sholem. Because every time I try to mingle, and I try to lessen the load, power responds with a heavier hand. Ve'yadabre Elokim. Elokim begins to speak. Vayomer Elav Ani Hashem. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you're accusing me of being responsible. Elokim, Midas Hadin. Vayomer Elav Ani Hashem. I'm Yudkei Vavkei. I don't cause the bad things to happen. It's your own shortcomings and your own iniquity. And the Or HaChaim HaKadosh quotes our Pasuk in Eicha. Mipi Elyon lo teitze haraos ki im atovos. You hear how he reads the pasuk? The pasuk says, the actual pasuk says, Mipi Elyon lo teitze haraos v'atov. From Hashem does not come evil or good. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, the way to understand it is Mipi Elyon lo teitze haraos. From Hashem nothing bad comes ki im atovos. Only good comes from Hashem. So what is the pasuk shot in the pasuk when it says that even the good doesn't come from Hashem? Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, Masha Omer Sham VeHatov, Hu HaBechinas Prat Tov Echad. That refers to one Tov that I ask of you, which is Shehu Lios Adam Tzadik. That you have to treat me fair. I'm so good to you. Ani Hashem. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Every time you thought it was Elokeinu, it's Hashem, and it's really it's Echad. It's all one. Vayomer Elokim. Elokim says to Moshe, Vayomer Elav Ani Hashem. Vayedaber dibor lashon kasha Elokim midas adin vayomer lashon racha ani Hashem, I'm a Kadosh Baruch Hu who is kind to you. Lo yigzer Hashem davar kein, I didn't issue these things. Klal Yisrael didn't end up in Mitzrayim because of me. It's a complicated piece of Or HaChaim. It's a long piece, but at the end of the day, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says we have to take achrayas. We have to take achrayas for the things that we failed to do. Ki merishaim yetzei rasha. As the pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph, Tiasreich Ra'aseich, you're afflicted by your own iniquity, by your own sin, as Yirmiyah says. And he quotes pasuk after pasuk after pasuk, indicating that we're the ones who are guilty, and Hashem just the opposite. Hashem Yitein HaTov, as it says in Tehillim. Or a little later in Tehillim, Tov Hashem Lakol, as you recognize from the Ashrei. And again, that's the feeling with which we approach this kina. Remembering that Staff Sergeant, during World War II, somewhere in the Pacific, fighting for his life, and yet still finding the strength to avoid eating non-kosher meat, to find the strength to put on this tefillin every single day, not to make excuses that we're too busy for Torah, for tefillah, for chesed, to give to one another. L'cha Hashem Atztaka, V'lanu Boshes Apam. L'cha Hashem Atztaka. Also, the